Let's turn now to Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Well, we heard a very short time ago that the banks made record profits off of overdraft fees, but now a little bit of good news. Citigroup, at least, is cutting back on its number of overdraft fees. This is good news, right?
Hi, guys. What you're seeing is a change in the banking business model. It used to be the more customers, the better, because the banks could lend money. Right, it was volume. But now they want fewer, more profitable customers. They want people to do more different transactions with them, more types of business. So for once, they're trying to make their customers happy.
Interesting.
So it's these consumer-friendly policies like reining in the overdraft fees. Of course, part of it is motivated. You know, we're hearing about what's going on in Washington by the you know, lawmakers breathing down their back, trying to look good. But I think they know about the public anger out there. I kind of look at my reader email as a litmus test. You know, I get readers from all kinds of people in the banks, and people have always been annoyed at the banks. I mean, think when you got that fee, you're annoyed. But since the bailout, I think people feel justified in their anger. It's like, you know, we saved you guys.
Yeah.
So why are you ripping me off? So people feel like empowered in their anger at the banks and the
Say
banks.
Say that again. Say that again. That's great.
We saved you. Why are you ripping us off?
Why are you ripping us
I'm
off?
Not,
that's crazy.
Now, remember,
I'm not going to take this anymore.
Right. This is what the readers say, not
right.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
But they feel strongly. And so the banks are trying to show a little love. They're just trying to show a little love, win a little goodwill
well,
here.
Well, Citigroup only so far. Are some other banks going to follow suit?
Well, actually, the ones who really led this were Bank of America and J.P. Morgan. They came out first. And what they've said is, you know, J.P. Morgan said, if you only go overdraft, if you only go over by less than $5, we won't charge you. Bank of America went even higher. They said, as long as you're under $10, we won't charge you. And Bank of America, you know, they've actually taken another unusual step. They have appointed an executive who is in charge of just consumer advocacy. I actually met with him yesterday in Washington, and it was interesting hearing about why they're doing this, and it's because they want someone who has connections to people on the ground, to public watchdogs, to connect it to the product line. So they're really kind of stepping out, showing a little love, you know.
Love from the banks.
Right.
Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.